This could take place with regard to several areas. The first one is that the planned withdrawal of African mercenaries in Libya will be affected. There are still several thousand mercenaries from Niger in Libya serving with the LNA and other militias. Their withdrawal was agreed already at the Geneva ceasefire agreement in 2020 and again during a 5+5 joint military commission meeting in Cairo last spring. But now, after this coup in Niger, it's ever more unlikely that this will be implemented. In contrast to Sudan, where many of the Janjaweed mercenaries returned home to join the fight, the mercenaries from Niger will rather stay on in Libya as long as there is no major war at home, and the regime will certainly not encourage them to return home. Furthermore, the significance of Russian Wagner mercenaries, of the Libyan basis for Russian Wagner mercenaries, will increase further on if they are engaged by Niger's new rulers. They need the bases in Libya as logistic bases, as stopover and refueling points for their supply flights for other Wagner contingents south of the Sahara, and now probably also in Niger. And this will make it ever more difficult to get Wagner out of Libya. Next one is, if, as a consequence of a failed ECOWAS intervention in Niger, a civil war breaks out, there would be certainly a spillover to Libya. The Fezzani Abla Suleiman are close relatives of President Bazoum's tribal group, the Diffa Arabs. The Tuareg and the Tubu tribal groups settle on both sides of the border, and in a civil war, all of them could get engaged. So if the situation in Niger is not stabilized anytime soon, we can expect real regional troubles, not only for Libya.
Some experts say Libya's border with Niger is almost entirely uncontrolled open space. The LNA troops closest to the border are based in an area over 300 kilometers north of the border. What does that mean for Libyan shaky security?
Quite a lot, I would say. Containing migration and smuggling will have a low priority for the military regime in Niger. The intensity of surveillance of smuggling and migration, for the time being supported by the French, will certainly decrease. It can be assumed that the new regime will have no particular interest in stemming illegal migration or fighting smuggling. It is actually really possible that they will tacitly promote it in the light of the demographic developments in Niger. Therefore, a significant increase of smuggling activities and illegal immigration into Libya and further on to Europe can be expected. The LNA is fully aware of its soft belly in southern Fezzan and has reacted accordingly. They have deployed, additionally, about 4,200 troops to the 340-kilometer border with Niger. Well, that's a significant number, but by far too few to effectively monitor such a long border against human traffickers, smugglers, or an armed infiltration.
Terrorist groups such as the AQIM and the Islamic State use the vast, in part, very mountainous areas of Fezzan in southern Libya as a safe haven, logistics depot, training, deployment, and evasion area in which they can operate almost completely unchallenged. Could these terrorist groups exploit the fragile situation in Niger-Libyan borders in expanding their terrorist activities?
Yes, certainly. The pressure on the terrorist groups will decrease. Most of the successes of the Libyan National Army against the Islamic State and other groups in Fezzan were the result of intelligence-driven operations, and those were supported by the French and the Americans from their bases in Niger. So this pressure forced Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb, Islamic State and the other gangs, terrorist gangs, to maintain a rather low profile. And without this foreign counterterrorism support, it will be much more difficult for the LNA to operate successfully. So an increase of activities of these terrorist organizations can be expected. Not necessarily only attacks in Libya, but an increase of weapons and fuel smugglings to the other countries in the region. Altogether, I would say that's very bad news for the wider regions if the terrorist safe haven in southern Libya cannot be contained anymore.